We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
This week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast, as always, made possible by our friends from Bend, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for all of Beaver Nation, Hum Kombucha. Fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Our thanks to Hum Kombucha.
Let me interrupt you right there. Today, at the taping of this podcast, is National Booch Day.
Well, it's perfect then.
I looked it up. I was doing my morning show, and what is that? It's the first annual National Booch Day in honor of kombucha.
Well, and Zach Lassiter, that's got to be an honor to be the guest for the first time on that first National Ever Day.
How am I supposed to follow a lead like that? That's why you guys are the professionals, and you allow someone like me. But yeah, great to be with you guys. Always appreciate what you guys do, and excited to talk about what's coming up in football.
There's a lot to talk about in football with Zach Lassiter, our guest this week. But let's get a quick hit on, right now, before we even jump into football, the excitement level for hoops right now, Zach. I mean, it's profound to have two teams unbeaten in conference play, the only two Power 5 schools on the men's and women's side that can say that this deep into the conference season. Exciting times, great times. The sweep of the L.A. schools, home and away, was really something to savor and enjoy.
Yeah, excitement on and off the court, Mike. I think we were talking about this at the game on Thursday. Certainly awesome to see. We're the only undefeated team on both sides. But off the court, a lot of the improvements we're doing to Gill Coliseum is something that every school that's coming in, seeing the new scoreboard, seeing the lights, is going, wow. Like, this is just another example of Oregon State has invested in their basketball programs in a way that's getting the attention of our peers. And it's really kind of exciting to see all that come together. And that contributes to winning in terms of creating a culture, a place that young people want to come play. And then it's been neat to watch our attendance grow on the women's side, the community, and our students have been amazing at our men's game over the weekend. I think they were the difference makers amongst others in terms of getting that support. And I think what we're seeing is that momentum starting to grow. And now as the season goes along, hopefully we'll start filling that place higher and higher as we go. And it's a great product. It's a great team to support. It just shows what Scott and Wayne are doing in terms of building basketball programs the right way. And in sports that are so much notoriety and attention about how not to do it, I think both these coaches are doing it the right way, in a way that our fans can support. And now you're starting to see that success on the court as well.
You mentioned players notice the little things in Gill. So do the fans. I notice lots of little things that are nice. I don't know if it's been there for a while, but I happen to notice it just in the last game. I'm going down one of the staircases, and there was this new, really cool-looking light fixture. And I thought, all right. Very nice. I mean, little things like that make a huge difference. And slowly, Gill, over these last 5 years it's been, or maybe even more, has really ramped up in the look and the feel to where, yeah, on the outside it's a big old barn, but it's special, it's ours, and on the inside it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, we're definitely modernizing Gill, but not losing mm-hmm. the field house and how what college basketball should be played in. Yeah. We're never going to lose that because that's who we are. That's what it's about. But there are some details that we had to take care of. We've added, I think, even 20 to 30% additional concessions options that we're hopefully to continue to try to promote. We're going to have some signage coming up this week. But yeah, it's just no different than what the coaches do. We have this big, long to-do list of how to make our facilities better from a fan experience standpoint, and one thing at a time, checking it off. And I feel like we're getting there, but we're not done yet. There's still many more things we can do.
That's a great way to segue into the primary thrust of this week's Beaver Sports Podcast. And this week, renewals for season tickets for football are being offered. Beaver Nation, we certainly hope, will jump in early to be part of what last year was called the return. That resonated, I think, with so many. And now a term to use, the climb. Tell us a little bit about from the return to the climb, what that means to you, what it means as a message to share with Beaver Nation.
Yeah, I think the return obviously starts with Coach Smith. Obviously, one of our own coming back, the walk-on, the great player, and now the head coach. But it's so much more than that. Jonathan brought so many former players back into the fold. We saw the golf outings with more folks than ever before. We saw games. Players came back. They reinvested in that. I think Jonathan's done a great job, Coach Smith, of creating the culture of how we do things here successfully. And he's brought a staff in that shares that vision. So I think we've got the culture established. We've got the right leadership in place. And now now we're at the bottom from a competitive standpoint. Nobody would argue that. Now it's our turn. Now it's time to climb. Because we've got our base, we know who we are. Now it's our time to kind of pick one school off at a time. And I think you're seeing that from a recruiting standpoint, from I'm watching how the program is and the young student athletes who know exactly what they're trying to do, that improvement. So we kind of say, hey, this is kind of a chance. Beavers build, right? We climb. We've been doing that in every other sport. You look at all even the basketball programs we talked about. When those coaches took over those programs, think about where they were. And now a few years into their tenure, you're seeing that success. Now it's time for football to do that. And there's nothing more exciting to be part of that climb, being part of the group that can make that possible.
What about, now we'll get into tickets and plans and things like that, but just kind of on the continuation of our conversation with Gill. Main facilities are done. I know you're working on the Sports Performance Center, and there's some changes there. There's always the new side. We've talked with Scott Barnes about this. But any little things that you're thinking of making changes between now and next season? I don't know, TV monitors or different walkways, anything like that for Reser Stadium?
Yeah, the fan experience as a whole, right? I mean, what Scott really, one of the many things he did well was the first day he got here, we created this fan experience committee. Because it's one thing for people like myself and others to think about what do the fans need. It's another thing to actually ask the fans and have them be part of that conversation. And so we've, no different, we have a big, long laundry list of things we've been trying to get to at Reser Stadium. And it's the whole experience in mind, from the time that they purchase a ticket to traffic patterns, parking, all those pieces. So there's a ton of stuff we've done. You mentioned it in terms of the concourses. We've done alcohol stadium-wide for the first time.
That's right.
We brought the ribbon board on the new side. We expanded the main scoreboard. We've done the terrace, which is new. We added the Portland shuttle, which was the first time. So there are a lot of things we have done that maybe we've done so many things that people haven't noticed that, and some of those were done right before the season. But there's still things like the audio. In terms of being able to hear on game day, traffic patterns, I still think is something that we can get better at post game, looking at every little thing we can do. But it's the good thing is we have a list. We're very inclusive in how we're going about those things, and we're very inclusive in doing that. So there's not a bunch of things I want to announce today, but between now and the season, we feel like we know where we want to go and how we want to do it.
Did some of those new things work out well? How did they go? They need tweaking. What, like the shuttle and a few other things you mentioned.
And how the alcohol sales throughout the stadium was received and so on.
Yeah, so those two specifically, the Portland shuttle was something we've been hearing about for a while, right, because of night games and our fans. Like, hey, it'd be great to have an option where I can get from Portland to Corvallis without having to worry about parking or anything.
Yeah.
The first couple games, again, we had announced it just before the season had started. There wasn't a whole lot of interest. Now we've gotten all the way up to one. We filled a full bus by the last game. We're gonna continue to talk about that because the continuity and making sure people are aware. People that used it loved it.
Yeah.
So I would anticipate we'll continue to grow that program. The stadium-wide sales, again, that was something that it came down to the wire. And it was something, again, from a fan experience standpoint, was successful. From a revenue generation standpoint, it's certainly important. But also, we didn't see any increase in the amount of incidents on game day around alcohol. And so from those situations, there's a lot of positives. What we found is our infrastructure in Reser has to continue to get better to manage the concessions experience. Yeah. So we were able to up our staffing from game one to game two in that area. But again, I think it's, again, another example of how are we helping fans make a decision. Much as they love the Beavs, they can decide to stay home on their TV and watch it, or they can come to the game. And while both are important, fans impact our ability to win or lose much more by coming and being in the stands and cheering the team on than supporting the Beavs at home. But we've got to create a compelling reason and make it as fun of an experience as we can. And I think we're doing that in ways that you can never stop. You've always got to be thinking about, hey, what else can we do? Because we understand the challenges that it takes to come into our college town for a game. But, man, there's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing beats being in the stands. Mm. All the moments you talk about. Every Beaver fan, whenever you ask them, hey, what's your most memorable memory of a Beaver game? No one ever talks about when I watched them on TV.
Right.
It was always about who I watched them with, and I was at the game with friends, and that's the experience. And I don't care how big you make your TV and how many HDs and 5Ds and all those things. You will never talk about those times where you watch something on TV.
Right, no.
So well said, and part of the totality of our present presentation presenting sponsors for our podcast, Visit Corvallis. Experience Beaver Game Day fun. Live in Corvallis, extend your stay and take in all that the Willamette Valley has to offer. We encourage you to check out Visit Corvallis. Come for the game, stay to play. Nothing like that game day experience. The team itself, Zach, there's reason. You touched on it early. Zach Lassiter, our guest this week on the podcast. But the recruitment, the transfers, the second year in the Jonathan Smith era, there's some compelling talent returning. We talked to Jake Luton earlier this week on our local show. He's excited to come back with his sixth year to compete for that job with Tristan Jebbia and others. But he just said there are weapons offensively all over the field that I know he's excited about. And we saw glimpses of a lot of that last year.
Yeah, we were a very young team, but there were glimpses of players that you know can play at this level. And as they get stronger, you're starting to see it. So I think this is probably the most returners we've had in terms of returning talent that we know can compete at this level. And there's continuity in the program, amongst the staff, and the vision. These young people that have gone through the football program the last few years, every offseason has been a transition of some kind, or learning a new system, or learning a new individual. We have success at Oregon State when we have continuity, when we have a plan. And so I think those young people now in the program who have played college football before, who understand what it takes, understand the expectation of Coach Smith, want to get back after it. And they're going to set the culture of the program. And then that influx of new talent coming in, I think will come in, and they understand what Beaver football was going to be. They walk into the Valley Football Center, and they know exactly what the expectations are on and off the field. And then they have people within the program who they can follow. I mean, Jamar Jefferson is a great example of a young man, a three-star player, right, who came in, who got that opportunity, and now is one of the best running backs in the country. That's a great influencer to be able to talk to these people coming in. And, oh, and by the way, you know, he can play. He can play right away, and I think you're starting to see the culture in that building that way, to where not only are we hoping we're going to win, but we got to go into every game believing we're going to win. And I think that confidence is there, where it took a little bit of time to get there.
Yeah. The other thing, too, with what Jonathan and the staff and the players are doing, you talked about Beaver Nation impacting. You know, we saw it in Gill and see it in the men's and women's basketball games. We see it at Goss Stadium. Goss got him is one of the things that Michael Gretler and other players would say. Goss got him. The fans get into it. For football, I know it goes hand in hand. You win games, more people come. But more people coming can help you win games. So in rolling out season ticket renewals and so on, Zach, how important is it for Beaver Nation to respond, but also the level of opportunity to reconnect via season tickets or squad or whatever else? A lot of opportunities that, from a price point standpoint, make it reasonable and a good investment.
Yeah, I want to speak on that loyalty point. Because when you ask any of our young people why they choose Oregon State, they talk about the college town. They talk about the experience and the coaching they have. And they talk about our fans being different. That no matter what happens on the field, they always feel supported. But they also feel like no matter what, they have their back and they work hard. And so I think that's a differentiator between us and a lot of other schools in that league. And if we lose that, if we lose that home field advantage, or that young people feel like they can develop here and we care about them and we're willing to help them get better on and off the field, that's going to be tough for us to continue to be successful. And so when they come and they see Research Stadium still being supportive, even at times where we haven't gotten the competitive success we have, that's noticed. Yeah. Because in other places, it doesn't happen. So we've got to make sure that as a fan base, as a community, we say, hey, we're going to support this program no matter what, because those young people need to see that. From an affordability standpoint, we never want price to be the reason why they can't attend. And we believe we have a solution for that in every one of our sports, because certainly there are going to be areas of the stadium that are priced in order for us to invest in our program and create the resources we need, you know, the clubs, the suites, those areas. There's always got to be areas of the stadium or products that allow any Beaver fan that chooses to take the time to come in. Squad's a great example, right? $19 a month. You can come and attend any game you want. Any football game, any basketball game. There's nothing like that when it comes to being able to do affordability. Season tickets, $99 for a full season. If you break that out by game, that's incredibly affordable if you look at any other entertainment option. So we always want to make sure that Beaver Nation comes in all shapes and sizes, all economic places. On game day, we want our stadium to reflect who we all are. There's got to be options for everyone. And I feel like if we've missed that, then we need to be more intentional about finding those gaps. And that's where going back to having folks on the fan experience committee and engaging in our fans every single day. Hey, if there's some reason and price is the reason why you aren't coming, then let's have a conversation with you. Maybe you don't know about this product, right, or this idea. Because we feel like this is a place, this is what makes Oregon State special. We're about everyone. And I feel like we're probably closer to accomplishing that than ever before. But again, you never quite, if you're missing something, you want to hear from it. So if there are fans out there who say, hey, you guys aren't solving this, let us know. We're not hard to find. We're engaging on social media. We're engaging by the phones. We always want to have that dialogue to make sure that we're serving the needs of our fans.
The fan committee that you talked about, and I remember when you were implementing that and fans could be on this board or whatever, where really there's a connection between the fans and you in listening. How did it work? Are you getting a lot of good feedback?
Yeah, it's I joke about it because we probably spent more time recruiting and looking at tape and all, because we had 300 applications, right? So I asked our coaches, hey, when you got all a big board, like, how do you decide how to build out your team? And they said, you got to make sure you got people from all different shapes and sizes. Yeah. So we want to make sure that we have a group that's reflective of our fans on game day. So we've got students, we've got folks who graduated from here, we have folks that buy season game tickets, we have folks that experience Beaver Nation in different ways. It's been really fun. This is now our second year in. We have a new class coming in. We have some folks who have been in the committee for a year. One of the things they're surprised is, number one, it's a lot of work,
yeah,
you know, because we're asking them an experience. And then they're surprised, like, you mean, like, we have the ability to affect change?
Yeah.
And then we've now been able to celebrate some successes together of, hey, remember how we had this? Like, this was something you guys brought to the table, and now we're solving those problems. So there's a lot more confidence in that group to feel like, hey, what more can we fix? And I'd love to grow that group. There's certainly more people that want to get involved, and that's why we want to have this group rotate, because at some point they're going to be able to add as much value as they can, have their experience. But we want to bring other folks in and say, hey, what? How do you see us getting better? And so that's they understand it's not the Supreme Court term. There's term limits on the fan experience sure. committee. You serve your 2 years, you give it your all for Beaver Nation, and then pass the baton to someone else.
Yeah.
Because that's how you don't remain, it's not static, right? It allows you to continue to get better. But it doesn't surprise me at all that part of the reason why we're getting better is we're being more inclusive than ever before.
Last couple of things with Zach for this week's podcast, and let's talk about something I know everyone across the department is proud of, and it also relates to a great sponsor of our podcast every week, the Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks, and Oregon State graduates are qualified already for scholarships toward earning their OSU MBAs. You can do it in Portland, you can do it in Bend, right here in Corvallis, or online with flexible and customized options available to help advance your career trajectory. Visit mba.oregonstate.edu for more information. Vince Ginta shared with us earlier this week on our local show, before we even talked about some of the football news, Jake Luton granted a sixth year, the excitement for football, but he started with academics and the good news there. There's a lot of good news on that front, Zach, and it means everything to all of the coaches in this program.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly plenty of attention of college athletics as entertainment. And we understand that. But we truly believe we're educators. We truly believe that we've got a chance to take these young people who are incredibly talented on and off the field, and we're developing the future leaders of our communities. And that's teaching them how to do the right things on and off the field. And I think what Coach Smith talks about is there's absolutely a correlation. It's not, you don't have to pick one or the other. We believe that one builds on the other. If you're doing all the right things off the field and you're learning how to develop, that's going to carry over to when you're on the field. And our number one goal in our strategic plan is around leading the nation in holistic student athlete development. And that sounds like something that everybody talks about, but who truly does it? And I look at everything that we do around making sure that when those people come and have us under our care, for these 4 years, what are we doing to make them better human beings? What are we doing to get them ready for the real world and being contributors to society? And that's about learning, work ethic, and all of those things that we do. And I believe that that's one of the things why people come here. Because these parents and young people that come see that want that experience, that want that out of their college experience, they can't find that many places. Mm-hmm. And so what we're able to do is to make them better people. And now with great coaching staff in terms of the X's and O's and being teachers of the game as well, we can also make them great athletes. And that can lead to success on the field. And again, you're seeing that in so many of our sports right now. And you're now Jonathan is creating that same type of mindset and taking that to our football program, and you're going to see very much the same thing you're seeing across the board. When you're walking through the hallways at Gill, there's a lot of high fives going around right now because you're congratulating everybody for winning that game. And that's the kind of culture and success that people want to be around. And it's exciting. It's a reason why I'm here. There's a reason why so many people are part of that. It's contagious. And I think what our student athletes appreciate, when they come back, they said, yeah, I won that championship ring and I had a lot of success winning. But you know what? You made me a better person as well. And I've always feel like I can come home and that you took care of me and was trying to make me a better person. How can I give back? And that's when you know you've had success. And there's so many of those people that come back here and say, that's why I committed to Oregon State, and that's why I'll always be a Beaver.
Zach Lassiter, our guest here on this week's podcast, brought to you by The Heat Pump Store. Your local ductless heating and cooling experts join the ductless revolution. Quick last final thought going forward. Now, the rollout of season tickets, we've touched on that. The success right now, both the basketball teams. Any other issues we haven't touched on that you want to get the message out to Beaver Nation?
You know, I actually came yesterday. I was at the grand opening of the new space in Portland that Oregon State is a part of. Really exciting space. Mm-hmm. That was something that maybe I go back to my old political science major at Willamette, and they talked about if you're going to win the state of Oregon, you got to win Portland. And Oregon State has always done a really good job by being a land-grant institution and having mm-hmm. a presence everywhere in the state. But I think our emphasis on the Portland community and having an impact, not just in athletics, as an overall university, mm-hmm. is really exciting to see that. And the university now is downtown in that Myron Frank building. Yeah. You're not only seeing our efforts in athletics, but you've got College of Business, you've got College of Engineering. We're doing a really good job, I think, identifying how can we impact Portland. Because as we know from a game day standpoint, most of our fans are coming down from that area. Right. But if we're asking them to come down here six times a year during the fall for football and during the season, what are we doing to engaging them? And so bringing marquee athletic events up to Portland is important, being involved in there every day. And what's been fun is we've been meeting so many Beavs who are excited to see us there because they always feel like maybe in the past Oregon State hasn't put an emphasis in that area. And what I saw yesterday was the university's all in on Portland. Mm-hmm. And I think that will, from a long-term standpoint, is going to create a lot of excitement and certainly appreciate everybody that's been a part of that as well.
And my thought is just on football renewals, the point priority system, the incentives, the hope, call to action, so to speak, Zach, for Beaver Nation this week and in the days ahead with the rollout. What would you say to people listening to this podcast, to Beaver Nation in general, about kind of jumping on board the beginning of the climb, but what there is some incentivism in that as well?
Yeah, we always want to reward loyalty. And the good thing about Oregon State is loyalty is in our DNA. We're the kind of people that don't sit it out. When times are tough, there are some fan bases that, I'm going to sit out on the side. I'm going to wait until you guys get good, then I'm going to come back. Yeah. I would hope that we always say we're different, but that's not who we are as Beavers. Like, we're in it until the end. We're going to help Jonathan Smith and the football team climb. I hope that nobody says, you know what, I'm going to sit this out. With everything going on, you guys got to get that figured out before I come back. I would hope that our fans say, no, that's not who we are. Mm-hmm. We're going to fill that stadium and make sure that every one of those players know we're going to be supportive because that accelerates the timeline. Mm-hmm. The more people that are in those stands during seasons like this, the faster we get to our goals on the field as well. And that's my biggest message is to people is why wouldn't you want to be a part of this program? Why wouldn't you feel confident in our leadership? Why wouldn't you see what's going on across the department and not want to say, hey, I was part of the group that was there. I remember that game when everything flipped, I was there. Or when the program was starting their climb, I was there for every wrong along the way. Yeah. I don't think you want to be a fan that says, oh, yeah, I came back in year five of Coach Smith, and I'm a real fan. Not to say that there's always reasons why you can't be a part of it, but there's no reason why you can't be supporting this football program right now because everything we've talked about of wanting to be and how we want to do things, it's us. It's authentic. It's Oregon State. So don't be the fans that we always complain about that other schools are like. Be us. Yeah. And we're the kind of fans who are there all the time. And this is the kind of season where I feel like this is the time where you feel like more than ever before, you can't walk away now. You've got to be part of what we're building here. It's just too important.
Zach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Again, thank you guys for everything you do for Beaver Nation. It's a special place. I'm so appreciative to have the opportunity to serve the people here. And as we all say around here, go Beavs.
Thanks, Zach.
And let's get those Arizona schools.
That will wrap up. Good call. Good way to end. Let's go get them. Another sweep for both basketball programs this weekend would be a very cool thing indeed. Thanks for joining us. Another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast in the books. We'll talk to you again next week. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hung Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.